Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Mem Dalet, Nida 44. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin in the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, in the bottom of 43 Bay. And there the Mishnah teaches us, Tinokes Bas Yom Echa, that if there is a baby girl that is one day old already, and then somehow or other she has blood from her uterus, then we say Mitama Benida, that is able to transmit ritual impurity. Bas Asarayim, when she's 10 days old, which is the time where she could be a Ziva, then we say Azava, we say Metama Beziva, that her flow is also going to be have the law of Azava. And now we return to a baby boy, Tinok Ben Yom Echad. If a boy is one day old and somehow he has this flow from his member, we say Metame Beziva. He's also able to transmit the ritual impurity like a Zav. Umetame Ben Negaim, if somehow he has Saras, then he's able to transmit the ritual impurity. And Umetame Betame Mace, if he touched a dead body, then he's also going to be considered a primary source of Tuman, Ava Tuman, he is Tamei. Vizokik Uyibum, and if he is, has a brother who dies without any children, then the fact that he is alive forces his brother's widow to have to do Chalitza with him or Yibum with him. Upotar Mina Yibum, and so too, as long as he's one day old, he exempts his mother from having to do this levirate marriage because he is in existence. And so therefore, even if his father died on the day he was born, his mother is going to be considered like she's not forced to have a yibum. And we say umachil betruma, and also the fact that he's alive allows his mother to eat the truma. That if his father would be a kohen and his mother would be from an Israelite, then as long as he is alive, his mother can eat the truma. And also says our Mishnah poselat minat truma, and our Gemara is going to discuss what scenario that's referring to. That he says he disqualifies from the truma. Now on the top of our daf, it says v'nochel, he's able to inherit the possessions of his relative who dies as long as he's one day old. Umanchil, and he's also able to bequeath these possessions to his other relatives even if he dies on the same day he's born. V'ahorgo chayev, and one who kills him is liable for murder, even if he's one day old. And when he dies, harehu aviv u'imo kol chorovav kechatan shalim. When this one day old baby dies, he's for his father and his mother and all his relatives like a complete chatan, like a complete bridegroom, meaning to say that they're obligated to mourn for him. So going back to this last clause in the Mishnah, that one who kills this baby is going to be liable for murder, the clear implication of that is that one who kills, however, a fetus is not liable for murder. One who kills a baby who's one day old is liable for murder, but a fetus, one is not liable for murder. Indeed, we learned in Sanhedrin 72b with respect to a woman who is being, she's in the midst of her childbirth, and she's in the midst of her labor pains, and we see that the baby, his presence is going to cause her to die. So therefore, while she's in labor, the Gemara in Sanhedrin 72b says we're allowed to save her life by killing the fetus, as long as the majority of the fetus's body has not left. But once the majority of the fetus's body has left the mother's womb, then they are two equal souls, and then under those circumstances, we're not allowed to kill the baby anymore. Nevertheless, Tosos writes in Sanhedrin 59a that if the baby is not putting the mother's life in danger, there is a prohibition to kill him. So obviously nobody is saying that this is something we should go out and do, but it's clearly not going to be considered a case of murder, according to our Gemara, according to our Mishnah. Now, if you go to the next clause of the Mishnah, that he is like, for his father and his mother, like a chatan shalem. What does this mean, that he is like a chatan shalem? So the Tosos Yontav explains that this means that you have to mourn for this child, like, Rahmana Latan, for this child, like a baby who was born on 8 days old, who's called a chatan, like it states in the Dharm 32a. And so the Tana is teaching us that there are laws on a mourning, even for a minor child, even for a baby who has not reached 8 days old and never had a circumcision. And indeed, it became a custom that was brought down, and the Torah brings it down, that a tinok, rachmano letzlan, a baby rachmano letzlan, dies prior to 8 days, we're supposed to circumcise him first and only then to bury him. And that's why he's called Chatan Shalem, because he's still going to be circumcised. In this context, the question becomes that, is that really the practice to mourn and give a proper burial to a child who is born and dies on the first day? So our Gemara is talking about, most understand it, most content, most practices, most commentaries understand that when it's talking about if he dies on one day, it was a baby who was born with the expectation that this baby was going to live a long life. And it's just that this baby died tragically on the first day. But if this baby was born prematurely and there was no indication that he was going to live, that then this baby would not be mourned for in the proper manner. And indeed, the point is that in many communities, the custom was only to mourn for a child that was strong enough to live on its own for 30 days. What about a baby, Rahman al-Tzlan, which was kept alive in the incubator for 30 days, but other than that, it wouldn't have been able to live? So the Mincha Shlomo says that he discusses this, and he says that he suggests that we shouldn't mourn for such a child that was only kept alive in the incubator because it really was inviable. And so therefore, it's really like it shows that the machine wasn't working. However, he writes, la'alacha, that we should not challenge this idea. And if it was kept alive by the incubator, he says, if the practice is to be strict, then one should be strict.